بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. برای بخش دوم این ارائه همایش بین المللی ترور مقاومت و ترور نخبگانی در خدمت سرکار خانم رقیه کریمپور هستیم. ایشون از مدرسین مدارس علمیه خواهران هستند و ارائهشون رو به زبان انگلیسی طرح میکنن. قبل از اون ازشون خواهش میکنیم تا موضوعات و سرفصل‌های ارائه خودشون رو به زبان فارسی برای مخاطبین ما طرح کنن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین و صلی الله علی محمد و آله الطیبین الطاهرین. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. عرض سلام و ادب دارم خدمت مخاطبین عزیز این برنامه. تسلیت میگم اول روزهایی رو که متعلق هست به ایام فاطمیه و شهادت حضرت صدیقه طاهره سلام الله علیها و همچنین داغدار هستیم اولین سالگرد شهادت سردار دلها شهید حاج قاسم سلیمانی و رفیق همرزمش شهید ابو مهدی المهندس و دانشمند شهید شهید فخری زاده. عرض ادب و احترام داریم به ساحت مقدس شهدا، بالاخص شهدای اخیر، و قصد داریم که امروز در ارتباط با این مقام بلند شهادت و شهید در فرهنگ اسلامی از منظر استاد شهید مرتضی مطهری صحبت کنیم. شهید در فرهنگ اسلامی با نوعی تقدس و حرمت همراه است و همواره یک ارتباط احساسی بین انسان و شهید برقرار است، چرا که شهید همراه با خون خود این پیوند رو با جامعه برقرار میکنه و منطق شهید چیزی جز دلاوری، شجاعت و از خود گذشتگی نیست. و در واقع این شهید هست که دلها رو بیدار میکنه و با خون خودش ماندگار خواهد موند تا سالها و به عقیده ما شیعیان حتی در روز قیامت هم به عنوان شفیع روز قیامت در کنار پیامبران و علما قرار خواهد گرفت. بنابراین ما با گریه، با ارتباط احساسی، با فشردن قلب‌ها این ارتباط رو با شهید برقرار می‌کنیم، همچنان که این ارتباط رو با سید و سالار شهیدان حضرت ابا عبدالله الحسین علیه السلام داریم. و در فرهنگ اسلامی هر ساله و همواره قلب ها فشرده هست از درد و سوز سید و سالار شهیدان حضرت ابا عبدالله الحسین و این ارتباط با اون با گریه و عزاداری محقق خواهد شد.
تشکر میکنیم از سرکار خانم کریمپور از خلاصه فارسی که از ارائه انگلیسی خودشون مطرح کردن. البته توقع ما بیشتر این هست که ایشون به ابعاد سیاسی اجتماعی نقش تاریخ ساز شهید علاوه بر اون بعد فردی و اثرگذاری که بر افراد دارن بیشتر نظر بکنن در بحثشون و خدمتشون هستیم برای ارائه.
خواهش میکنم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Today we all here to cherish the first anniversary of the murders of General Haj Qasim Soleimani and the other martyrs such as Abu al-Mahdi المهندس and murder scientist Fakhrizadeh, whose heroization of them promote Iranian national unity. Because they sacrificed their life to create fervor and enlighten the society and revive it by infusing and shedding their blood into the body of society. I want to speak about the meaning of shaheed or martyr in Islamic terminology. It means that a sense of dignity. This word has a special sanctity. When a person hears this word for the first time, he feels a special glory. From the Islamic point of view, the person is killed to achieve the highest Islamic objectives and attain this position, which is one of the highest a man can aspire for. We have different verses in the Holy Quran and different narration from Ahlul Bayt about martyrs. The Holy Quran, in the respect of the martyr's proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Don't suppose that those who were slain in the way of Allah to be dead, rather, they are living. They are living and provided for them near their Lord. The basis of the sanctity of martyrdom is because of two basic elements. The first of them is their life is sacrificed for the cause, and the second, the sacrifice is made consciously for the sacred cause. So martyrdom is heroic and admirable. This kind of death is not natural death. It's not because of accidental death or criminal death. It's not self-murder. It is voluntary, it is conscious, it is selfless action. This kind of death is higher, is greater, and holier than life itself. This sacred cause that led to martyrdom has become a law in Islam, which is called jihad. In Nahjul Balagh, Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib said, "Inna al-jihad baba min abwab jannah fatahu Allah lkhassat awliya'ih." No doubt, jihad is an entrance to paradise which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened it for His chosen friends. So jihad is a door to paradise. It's not open to all, and everyone is not allowed to become a mujahid, because a mujahid's position is so high and is just for Allah's elected friends or selected friends. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, goes on, jihad is the greatest, and jihad is a garment of piety. وَهُوَ لِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى. What does it mean? Piety is one of our Islamic principles in ethics. It means that jihad is a true purity and free from moral pollutions, free from selfness, free from vanity, free from jealousy. So a real mujahid is the most pious person. He is a person who is long, who is eager for martyrdom. This characteristic of martyrs has no limitation, whether young or old, black or white, had this longing. The way of thinking of martyrs, another subject which is related to the martyrs, is a martyr's logic. The way of thinking of martyrs is their logic of rational behind what they do. Their logic is different from that of the ordinary people. They are as a reformer, and their logic is as a zealous Gnostic lover who burns like a candle. You know, a candle when burn in light around, and the martyr are as a candles because they illuminate the society and they revive the society by creating epics. Their blood is shed, is not wasted, and every drop of their blood is transfused into the veins of the society. This is why the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny said, مَا مِنْ قَتْرَةِ أَحَبُّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مِنْ قَتْرَةِ دَمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah does not like any drop more than the drop of blood shed in his way. The distinct characteristic of martyrs is that they charge the atmosphere with courage and zeal. In fact, they revive the spirit of valor, the spirit of fortitude among the people, especially among who have lots of it. And this revival is necessary for revival of necessary any nation. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, فَوْغَ كُلَّ ذِي بَرٍّ بَرٌّ حَتَّى يُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ فَوْغَهُ بَرٌّ. Above every virtue there is another virtue, but there is no virtue higher than being killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the other our belief in Shia is martyrs' intercession. In the day of judgment, martyrs will be third group who will be allowed to intercede. They are intercede the people like prophets, like imams. We believe in martyrs' intercession. They will do it because they lead people to the right path, like prophets and imams, and they guide the people from darkness of ignorance to the bright ways of guidance. In this world, when they were murdered, we wept over them, and Islamic culture, the participating in the mourning ceremony and weeping over them has been recommended. A martyr's death is a great loss for those who have been deprived of his presence among them. So they express their emotion. They express their emotion and weep over them, and by weeping, everyone feels closer to his beloved. It is emotional state with tears of love and longing. Like Imam Hussein as a chief of martyrs. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, who awakes the deepest emotion of human being and captures the hearts of hundreds of billions of people. Also, his movement was logical and rational, but it evokes deep emotions, and weeping for him has rooted his movement in the heart of people. Inshallah, we hope martyrs' intercession, and inshallah, with this emotional relationship, the martyrs in the day of judgment will be our interceder between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.